John 16:5-11, the Spirit's work in the world. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. As we study John chapter 16, we are reflecting on verse 13 as we begin each section. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. The Holy Spirit lives in us and guides us into all truth. He is active in our hearts and mind when we read and study the Bible. He helps us to understand God's truth and empowers us to obey what he reveals to us. The Holy Spirit's role is to reveal and exalt Jesus. Jesus is the focus of the whole Bible, and the Spirit uses the entire Bible to reveal Christ to us. That is why we emphasize listening to Jesus through our time in the Word daily. Let's pray. Lord, may the Holy Spirit, be our teacher today as we study your word. May we hear your voice and experience more and more of Christ through your Spirit today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 16:5-11, the Spirit's work in the world. I'll read beginning at verse 5 through verse 7. Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the counselor won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Meditation question. Why would the coming of the Holy Spirit be better for Jesus' disciples than having him with them physically? The disciples asked Jesus where he was going in John 13:36 and in John 14:5. However, they did not really understand where Jesus was going and were filled with grief that he would be leaving them. They were filled with sorrow when he told them he was going to his Father. Jesus wanted them to know that he was going to the Father and that this was all part of his Father's plan. Jesus' departure would be much better for them because the Holy Spirit would come and live in them. John 7:39 explains that the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not been glorified. As a human being, Jesus was confined to one place. He set aside his omnipresence when he came into this world and lived as a human being in a human body. Confined by time and space, he could only be in one place at one time. Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the counselor won't come to you. But if I do go away, I will send him to you." Jesus had to finish the work the Father had given him to redeem humanity by dying on the cross for our sins. This laid the foundation for the Holy Spirit to come and live in each one of us. When Jesus returned to his Father and his place of authority and glory, he asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to live in his disciples as he had promised. Now, Jesus can work through his body anywhere in the world because his Spirit is living in every believer. This is why it was better for him to return to the Father. Verse 8, when he has come, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. About sin, because they don't believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to my Father, and you won't see me anymore. About judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. Meditation question. What does it mean that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment? Verses 8 to 11 describe how the Spirit works in the hearts of people in the world to bring them to faith in Christ. Verses 12 to 15 explain how the Holy Spirit works in the lives of believers. verse 8 says that the Spirit will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. The word convict means to prove one is guilty, like a lawyer in a court of law. The Holy Spirit works in the hearts of non-believers to convince them of their sin and need for a Savior. We cannot convince anyone of their sin. That is the work of the Spirit of God. People must be convinced or convicted in their hearts before they can turn to Christ in faith for salvation. It says in verse 9 that the Spirit will convict them about sin because they don't believe in me. Meditation question. Why is not believing in Jesus a very serious sin? Jesus said in verse 9 that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin because they don't believe in me. Romans 3:23 states, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All people have sinned and broken God's laws. In the world today, however, many people reject the idea of sin because they reject God himself. They do not want to accept that there is one almighty God who created all things and who is the one who determines truth and reality. They do not want to believe that people are lost and can only be saved through the death, through Jesus' death on the cross as a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. If you do not believe in Jesus, you are lost. There is no remedy for sin if you do not put your trust in Jesus. There is no forgiveness of sins or salvation for those who do not believe in him. Unbelief means to reject Jesus Christ and his redemptive work on the cross. That is why unbelief is such a serious sin. My wife is Japanese. She studied at university in America. Several believers from campus ministries shared Christ with her. She would always argue with them and would ask questions like, if God is just, why are there poor and starving people in Africa and other countries? She was just raising difficult questions to justify not believing in Jesus. One night, however, she understood her own sin. She realized, my sins put Jesus on the cross. She did not understand this because people had convinced her through logic or argument. The Spirit of God convicted her of sin. She cried out to God in repentance and brokenness. That night, she received Jesus as her Lord and Savior by putting her faith in him. In verse 10, Jesus said that the Spirit would convict the world about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you won't see me anymore. Meditation question, how did Jesus return to his Father, convict the world about righteousness? It is written in Romans 3:20, no one can be made righteous by the deeds of the law. We cannot become righteous by obeying all the laws and rules in the Bible. On the contrary, the law shows us how sinful we are. The only way we can become righteous before God is through Jesus. This involves a negative and a positive. Through the blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. They're taken away. God forgives our sins and washes them away through the cross of Jesus. He took away our unrighteousness. Jesus not only took away our sins, but he gives us his life through the Holy Spirit living in us so that we can live righteously. This is the positive work of righteousness given to us through faith in Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it is written, for him who knew no sin, he made sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus died to take away our sins, and now gives us his own life so that we may be truly righteous. After suffering on the cross, Jesus rose from the grave and returned to his Father. Jesus returned to his Father, sealing for all eternity our forgiveness and righteousness in him. Righteousness has nothing to do with human evaluation or human standards. Only God can forgive sins and make us righteous. If Jesus were just a human being, his death would have little meaning. The fact that the eternal God became a human being, died for our sins, rose again, and ascended to heaven confirms that the righteousness he gives us by faith is real. The living and eternal God recognizes us as righteous because of what Jesus did for us. Hebrews 7:27 explains that Jesus is our high priest who does not need to offer sacrifices for our sins daily, but sacrificed himself once for all. He established a new covenant between God and human beings through the cross, which is eternal. In verse 11, Jesus said that the Spirit would convict the world about judgment because the prince of this world has been judged. Meditation question. How was Satan judged through Jesus? The prince of this world refers to Satan. Jesus said in John 12:31, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out." Satan thought that he had won when Jesus died on the cross, but Jesus knew that Satan would be defeated through the cross. Jesus was judged in our place on the cross. He took the judgment we deserve so that our sins could be forgiven. However, what Satan thought was a victory was his ultimate defeat. Jesus took our judgment and set us free from Satan's rule and oppression. The cross became Satan's judgment and ultimate defeat, as seen in Colossians 2:13 to 15. "You were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. He made you alive together with him, having forgiven all of your sins, wiping out the handwriting and ordinances which were against us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Having stripped the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them." Jesus defeated Satan and stripped him of his authority over us through the cross by taking away our sins. Jesus defeated Satan and made us alive so that now we live under the authority of Christ, not under the rule of Satan. Perhaps someone is listening or reading this now who has not yet put your faith in Jesus and has not received the free gift of salvation by believing in him. If the Spirit of God has shown you that your sins put Jesus on the cross and that righteousness is in Christ alone, make a decision today to believe and follow Christ. He will forgive your sins and make you clean on the inside. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. The time to believe and be saved is now. Confess your sins to God, turn away from sin, and believe in Jesus today. If that is your desire, please pray the following prayer with me." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that I am a sinner and that I've not honored you as God. I understand that my sins put Jesus on the cross to take away my judgment that I deserved. Thank you for loving me so much. Forgive my sins and make me a new person in Christ. I believe you and receive you now as my Savior and Lord.